My God, is that big fun.
Time to sneeze when you open it.
Oh, yeah.
You blow absolutely
two. Well, that'd be a little obvious, David. Even the dumbest sales clerk.
What you do is,
right?
Just what Mike suggested. Like, smoke a cigar.
Put some ashes
put
in
some,
it.
And not even pour it out,
you know,
so that there's just a trace.
Yeah, you don't even have to put it on the inside because she's gonna need to handle it. So you take your cigar and like run it around the outside and stuff and make ash marks and stuff and just have it like on the outside strategically.
So maybe, it looks good in you.
Maybe moisten it a little bit and then have the ashes on the outside and just hand it to the person.
I'm sorry, it's a little messy. We hadn't any funnel, but
I promise you I will return it.
There you go.
Good.
That is fantastic. Bring it in with the, you know, and have it kind of like with ashes that are kind of caked on.
I'll let you know what happens.
That'll be perfect.
He's still there.
Wow, still there.
Still doing it.
This guy is still there. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, that gift of the urn to your wife, would that be ash clay?
Ash clay.
No, what he's going to do when he takes it back to the store definitely qualifies as ash clay.
Ash clay. Hello, Donna.
You know, even better. Oh, my God. No, you do fill it and, like, put a chicken bone in it. Because don't they talk about ashes sometimes have bone fragments?
Rattling, yes.
So, like, get a bone and just really, really get as many ashes in there as you can and, like, have a bone sticking out of the top.
I tell you what.
I remember from when we made the satanic package to mail to Mark Brunell.
Right.
You're
going
to want to boil that bone a long time and get all the meat off it.
Right.
It'll look better.
Absolutely.
I will bring it in before I return it.
That'll be fantastic.
Good.
And we can paint it.
Oh, right. And refine it.
Get it right so it'll terrify any sales
clerk. A bone and a little bit of corn.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Corn. It's always corn with you.
Always. Yes, with me. Same guy?
Yep. Same guy.
A tooth.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Some hair. Like, get some hair out of Frida's hair.
No, get those goofy toofies things that are like the dentures. They look like a real plate, and put that in there, too.
Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to buzz real quick.
Yes.
Yeah,
hey there. How can I help you?
I just wanted to thank you for the autograph that you had gotten for me yesterday.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Yeah, my mom got it for me, but she called me about it yesterday, and when I found out, I was just like, it made my day, and I just wanted to thank you.
And it was reasonably priced as well.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
I'm looking for an
Don.
Hour.
Hello.
I understand.
Don.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, you are so dead when you get home tonight to your old lady.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm a hero.
How could you be a hero if you're giving her an urn?
Okay. Listen to me, douchebag. The urn is a joke.
Okay.
The real gift is inside the urn.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so that's the deal. So yeah. You keep saying, okay, like you need more explanation.
All right, so the whole thing with the urn is supposed to be a joke on your anniversary.
Yeah.
So you can give her another gift that's inside.
Yes.
That doesn't sound right. If I would have did that to my girl...
Is this the brother of the guy that saw me in the bar with the pink shirt?
First off,
this dumbass number two.
If I would have talked the way that you talked, I would have never got married in the first place. Because no woman would have me. Because you're a dope. You don't know how to speak. You don't know how to speak. Really. Okay? Number two. It is a joke. My wife gets the joke.
Yeah.
It is funny.
And number four, it's going to be funny when you take the urn back, which is now what I'm really focusing
right,
on.
Right.
Do you think you don't think that's funny?
Mike's question, I have no clue who you're talking about. I drive a semi for a living.
What?
Mr. Serious on the line.
No, I drive a tractor trailer for a living.
Yeah.
Great.
I have no clue what Mike's talking about, some guy in some other place.
Let me explain it to you, since we have to explain all of our comedy to you. There was a guy that saw me out in Manassas, and he was busting my balls, and I called him King of the Dumbasses, and I said, you are tied with him now, and you know what? You've just taken the lead. The guy that saw me in the bar in Manassas is an effing genius compared to you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you can keep the car on the road.
What highway are you driving on?
What?
What
right
highway?
Now, on I-76 westbound in Philly.
You actually were able to pass the test.
The what?
What is the problem? Why can't you hear?
Because I hear both of you talking at the same time.
That's the way it works.
Dear Jesus. It's me, Don Buddy. How you doing?
Hi.
Right now on Route 76 outside Philadelphia, there's a man driving an 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
What kind of truck are you driving, sir?
I'm not telling you what kind of truck I'm driving.
Well, Jesus will know.
Jesus, and Don, remember, we can't have anyone else be hurt.
No, Mike, don't.
Very good.
I'm step out of here.
Good.
Please, God, kill this man. Have his truck flip over a minimum of 10 times. A slow death. Perhaps his leg smashed.
Major blood loss.
But just alive long enough to give the paramedics a stupid answer to a question when they arrive.
Right. Have the paramedic walk over and say, "Sir, are you experiencing any pain right now?" And have the guy in his great tradition say, "What?"
And then kill him. Kill him. Let me start over.
Okay.
Yes. Dear Jesus, I don't pray for anybody else to be hurt.
All right, you made your...
I want this to be a one-person accident.
Right.
Highway 76 outside Philadelphia. Failed brakes and two barrels of gasoline at the end of the runaway truck ramp. You know that thing on the side of the road?
It kind of goes uphill so they can slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sand, you want gas.
And as the firefighters arrive, and this man's face is melting and he is burning, when they ask him, "How are you doing?" please allow it with his dying breath to go, "What?
What?"
Up real good.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Another dumbass leaves the planet on that.
Signed, your friend, Don.
Don Buddy.
Don Buddy.
Don Buddy. Okay.
All
there
right.
You go.
Taken care of.
How's that? Does that satisfy you?
I'm happy for you. You just made me laugh for the rest of the day.
That's good. That's good. Good. Wonderful. Turn your radio down.
Bye.
I hear you with
you. Bye.
God.
You know, let me go back to someone who makes sense.
No gasoline for him?
No. No, this guy I like.
Amen.
This guy has just kept the phone on hold now for over an hour just playing tone.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Okay.
Happy anniversary, Don.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you finding that the average IQ of your listeners these days is quickly diminishing? I mean, getting less?
The IQ of our listeners is
higher than it's ever been.
It's exactly the same as the number of years I've been married to Frida.
Very good.
That's an interesting response. Because I've been listening for the last couple of weeks. I used to listen to you guys out of Lafayette, Louisiana, and then moved to Baton Rouge, and now I can catch you out of New Orleans. And it just seems to me, I heard one guy calling today, you know, you've got Tone Man on, you've got, you know, the intelligent driver there on Route 76.
And you came to the conclusion that the IQs are as high as they've ever been on this show. So did
That's correct.
There you go.
Right.
Another satisfied customer.
Happy anniversary again, Don.
Thank you. And for the record, I like the Tone guy.
No, yeah, sure.
You do?
Yeah, I like him.
And
why
Don,
is that?
And Don, for the record, I like the guy that saw me in the bar in Manassas.
No, so the difference is I really do like the Tone guy.
I really do. I do. I think he's wonderful.
See, there's my Tone guy back.
There he is. I always rely on him.
In fact, the guy that saw me in the bar in Manassas, call back.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
You almost sound like Arthur when you said that.
Call back. I'd love to chat with you. Well, no, I sounded like Arthur the night he saw me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Don, it's Liz from Philadelphia.
Hi, Liz.
I was in the studio last week.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Liz.
Redhead.
Baby.
Liz.
Yes, I tried calling the other day, but the it left me on hold.
Symphonic redhead Liz.
I baby.
Oh. I just wanted to compliment you on being so nice to me when I came in.
Oh, you're a very nice person.
And how incredibly handsome you are, Don.
Well, you need to have...
More so than I had ever imagined.
So, let me just say, right back at you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. And I kind of missed you guys after you left.
Excuse me, Liz?
Yes?
You know, there were more than one body in the studio.
I was getting to you.
Oh, thank you. I could use some love today.
Mike,
yes,
I look forward to hearing your voice just as much as Don's every day.
Oh, you bitch.
Every day.
Unfaithful bitch. Goodbye. Let me go back to the caller I can relate to.
There he is. Your lover.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Don.
I'm making love to Line 6 today. Hi.
Yeah, about that truck driver on 76.
Yeah.
I drive a service truck on 76, so don't let him die until my shift ends.
No, we actually said no one else would be hurt.
And we specifically have requested now that he die in one of those runaway truck ramps.
That's how you liked it. I would have, you know, hoped maybe going over one of those low-lying bridges that's over the river, and it just goes airborne, and then twists in the air, and he's upside down in the water, you know, going...
So many chances of innocent people being hurt there.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you get it right with Jesus...
The J-Man. Don and Mike...
I'd have to say Christ.
Jason. Christ, you know it ain't easy. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Well, it sounds like you guys aren't having a very good day, and I would just want to encourage you guys. You're doing a great job.
See, some people
it's
just,
always a car like this. Somebody doesn't get the joke.
Someone doesn't get it.
No.
This is maybe, at least I think, the best show we've had in a long time.
Yeah. Shows that go like this are fun.
Don't you get it?
Okay, I get it now, okay.
No, you don't.
No, this guy gets it.
This guy gets it.
That's the way it works.
I do a show like this every day. If these people would call
absolutely
every day.
Amen.
But they don't. So we do other stuff.
Hey, come on, guys. You know, come on. Come on. Come on. Eight syllable. Come on.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don. You know that one ass that was giving you crap about putting your anniversary gift in the urn?
Yeah.
Well, when I proposed to my wife, I put her ring in a shuttlecraft from the Enterprise. And I gave that to her as sort of like she thought I was...
You guys are both alike.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was just kind of sweet. She looked at it as going, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden she opened it up because, you know, the little back folds down and there's a diamond ring inside.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. You gave your wife a ring and a Star Trek toy?
Well, yeah. Because...
Well, that's why.
Well, it's not the same as giving your wife an anniversary gift in an urn that says, for my beloved husband.
Well, no, that's certainly...
You're like one of those douchebags that goes to a sporting event and has it put up on the big jumbotron.
Oh, you're alienating a large part of our...
And I'm telling you, that is a guarantee of a failed marriage.
Really?
100% chance the marriage is doomed if the guy proposes on a jumbotron at a football game or a baseball game.
Wholeheartedly agree. I've been with mine for 10 years. So she kind of likes my little quirky sense of humor, I guess. But I thought it was funny. And I just thought that guy was giving you crap for no reason.
Brett Martsky's still married.
I beg your pardon?
Did Brett Martsky do his at the game?
I believe he did. Julie, you know.
Stand
Julie
behind my theory.
I put mine in my wife's ice skate. Remember that? I put the ring in my...
Mike.
Hold on, I'm losing it, guys.
Deep breath.
Hold on, man.
Hold it together.
Hold on, man. It's been too much today.
Hold it together.
Hold on a second. I need a cocktail. Just freeze. I need a cocktail.
Hold on. This will help you.
Jesus. I'm there. I am all better. All better now.
Okay. I put Carrie's engagement ring in a boxing glove.
All right, on that note, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Made the Southern boys sweat a lot. We finally got to a place in the woods where those in charge decided we should settle down for the night.
Uh-oh.
And we made camp.
Oh.
When the acting squad leader told us to buddy up with someone for each two-man tent, I found Tommy standing next to me. Since we were both in the same squad, a group of about a dozen men, we slept in the same part of the barracks, used the same showers and latrine, and were occasionally paired up for exercise drills that required two men, like getting the damned poncho folded the first time. I had previously noticed how Tommy seemed especially quiet when he was near me, and how he seemed to try to be around me as often as possible. Tommy is a southern boy. That is, he's from Alabama, with a quaint accent. This coming from a New Yorker. And he had a nicely tanned body, just sort of 6 foot in height, somewhat on the thin side, though well-muscled. He had nice green eyes that seemed to sparkle and a somewhat shy smile. He was quite cute. Notice I didn't say anything about his hair. He didn't have much, at least not much more than some blonde fuzz. We were in the army, remember? He was about 2 years younger than myself, and when we talked, he seemed to be especially interested in where I was from and what I liked to do. Yes, I noticed him, but since there was no privacy in basic training, I never had a chance to talk to him on any particularly personal level. I was both surprised and pleased when I found myself paired up with Tommy for the night. I immediately started to fantasize about the possibilities. Not that I expected anything to happen, not in the middle of an army camp of all places, and not with someone who was planning on joining the army to be an officer. Then again, that didn't stop me from thinking about such things. Luckily, we did not draw night watch or anything else which might interrupt our sleep or whatever. When Tommy and I finally got into the tent after some night training, I was getting quite uptight. It had been a couple of weeks since I'd had a chance to pleasure myself, and there is no real privacy in the barracks. I found the only chance to do so was during the nighttime fire watch, which I got only every week or so. Yes, I was quite horny from being around a lot of guys, day after day, watching them take showers and such, and not being able to pleasure myself with any decent frequency. I was ready for Tommy. Now if only he were ready for me. I found myself becoming shy when it finally came time to crawl into my sleeping bag. I ended up just saying goodnight and not suggesting anything. And I was really hard up. In the Army basic training, you do not get much sleep, so any chance you get, you sleep. So I started to fall asleep within minutes after settling down. Then I felt Tommy move his bag closer to mine. A few minutes later, I half felt, half heard his bag's zipper as he slowly opened his bag. I stayed silent. Then, when I started to think I had just imagined it, I felt his warm fingers touch me on my chest. He ran his fingers through the hair on my chest. His was quite smooth. Then they slowly moved down my body. I was not sure if I was aware, if he was aware that I was awake or even cared. He got to my belly button, which he circled, and finally to my pubic hair. He stopped for a moment, probably a bit surprised that I didn't have any underwear on. It was hot that night, and I was horny, so I had pulled them down to my ankles when I had first crawled into my bag. It was then that he wrapped his hand around me, and I decided that I had better become a more active participant. I quietly asked Tommy if he liked what he had found. Yes, you're sure horny, aren't you? He said. I just wanted to see what you felt like. I decided to see how horny he was, so I slowly leaned across and very slowly, it was dark, remember, gave him a kiss on the lips, rather hard, accepted it, and gave it back, squeezing me as he did. Yeah, I had a live one. Tommy turned out to be quite horny. After kissing some more, still firmly grasping me, he quietly asked me to zip open my bag. After I had opened the bag, thereby exposing myself to him, Tommy got onto his knees next to me.
Oh, God.
I reached down and grabbed his through his underwear. He was also excited, a bit longer than me, though thinner. While I was arranging my bag and checking him out, Tommy was busy rapidly touching me. That feels good, Tommy. You better slow down a bit or else, I said. His reply was to lay down next to me and begin licking me. I was very turned on by this time. Unfortunately, he had arranged himself so that I could not reach him. So I placed my hands on his head instead.
Oh,
by now, he was sliding in and out. I will tell you, it was so hot I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm about to explode. Do you want to? I whispered in a pad, trying not to be heard by anyone outside. Wouldn't it be an embarrassment? But barely able to control my voice as the feelings of pleasure overcame me. Tommy was willing to take it and kept going. It only took a few more seconds until I was through. Oh, Tommy, I said. I was acting out a fantasy, that of being with Tommy like this. I had not expected ever to realize this fantasy. Tommy readily swallowed and continued to bob his head.
Let me just check another line.
Yeah.
he's still there.
I had decided long ago that I was gay. I often thought of the possibilities, but I knew better than to mess around with the other agents. A few of them tried to come on to me. In fact, when I was in the office, they thought that if they could make points with the boss, they'd soon be partners in a going concern. Wrong! Any stud who tried to fondle me or show me his thing was out of there faster than cheap beer through a wino. I had urges, though, and I contained them with the employees at the bureau. But one of those guys really got to me. His name was Alex. I thought he was just right. He always dressed to the nines, almost always in black. He was blonde and tall. He also had a blonde mustache. Something else about Alex appealed to me. He was an animal. I knew it. He used snuff, for one thing, and he worked out every day in the fitness gym. He smelled of tobacco and man.
You know, I'm going to have to go back to the main menu.
Yeah.
For a G. Gordon Liddy calendar, the stacked and packed calendar, all you have to do is send a check or money order for $19.99 and you'll get your calendar.
All right, well, then that's the G. Gordon Liddy line for today.
Pretty interesting.
Dr. Liddy.
Today.
I had no idea that that line has so much.
Doc Liddy.
Yes, wow.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Man, that was hysterical. I thought I'd tuned into the G. Gordon Liddy show there for a second.
Thanks, I'm glad you reacted so quickly.
Was it good for you guys?
The parade continues.
Man, what is something in the water today?
Doo-dah day. He's the only person that understands us today.
Absolutely.
They're Don and Mike now.
Well, let's find out what adventures come G. Gordon's way tomorrow. Yeah,
very good. I think there are plenty of adventures. And, boy, you stopped just as it was getting good.
I know. Yeah. I know. Well, I got a...
amazing.
I got an instant message. You would call it an instant mail.
And I mail.
Saying that...
Oh, it was fascinating. You never know what you're going to get on those. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
No problem. You understand.
Sure, of course.
You got it.
No problem at all. No problem at all.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys take requests for hotline readings?
Well, leave the driving to us.
Yeah, please do. You're going to ruin it for everyone else.
Now, how about a Shaq or a Dennis Rodman reading?
He couldn't do it.
Yeah, you can't.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't contain himself.
This is the day.
Why don't all of you dumb callers just get in line today?
Yeah. Must be the official day. It's Dummy Wednesday.
Dummy Wednesday with a big D and an A.
It's Don Mike's Retard Parade.
Yay!
And now, here they are.
And I'm the winner.
I get the joke. I just called to say I get the joke. Did ye get the joke?
Don, you won't stay married long. Giving your wife a urn.
I saw Mike wearing a big shirt, Don.
Are you enjoying the parade?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm
hey,
loving it.
Don,
any beads or ass play during the parade?
Come on, Don. Don't get down. This ain't that bad. Duh. Come on.
All right, any final words?
No.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No. I know. Brain don't work that quick. Final words. I ain't dying. Hey, come on, Yee.
I love
Brain. I do. I like this. He plays music. He loved my call.
Oh, where's the one guy who understands me? There he is.
Still there.
Hello, friend.
Still there, Yee.
Retards on parade.
Don't get me wrong now. I love your show, but I just want to say stuff. I'm dumb. I get it. I don't get that, though. It's that thing on dial or something. Why is that funny? Let's dummy parade. Let's dummy parade.
All right, we got a break. Come on, Don. We've gone through the whole show.
Go on.
And I just realized it's Wednesday.
Oh, my God. I forgot, too.
It's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank horses. Thank horses.
I don't know. I don't like that thing you do. You read that guy's comment?
It's boring.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend. I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Young men feeling free.
Don and Mike are a gay.
In love preferred, but we'll accept
young men.
Totally devoid of butt weevil. The Don and Mike Show.
You got to admire his persistence.
Hi, friend. Well, Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
And a whole list of things to do on the show today.
Of course.
That we've not gotten to. One thing we do every Wednesday is read Craig Wilson's column from USA Today.
Very good.
And I believe, even with my voice in the state that it's in, I'll be able to do a whispery version for you.
That's perfect.
Good.
So if everybody's ready, let's go. From the USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Down the stretch he comes,
nothing
hanging on for dear life.
Like many of life's bad decisions,
trying to forget,
it seemed like a good idea at the time.
We've all made them.
Feelings of love.
Choices that in retrospect seem, well, kind of crazy. Youth is often involved.
Might think of people they dated or worse, married. Every August, with the pony they're running up at Saratoga Springs, I think of a date I once had with a horse with no name.
It was Fan Appreciation Day, an annual event when the New York Racing Association throws open the gates to the historic Saratoga Racecourse and welcomes horse racing fans to an afternoon of food and fun and maybe a death or two. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
I had been asked, and for some reason agreed, to be a jockey for a day, joining seven other members of the area press. Media race was to be a highlight of the afternoon. It's clear to me now it was just someone's not too subtle revenge on the local news hounds.
When I arrived at the paddock area,
8 of the sorriest looking horses I've ever seen were tied to the whitewashed fence. A reassuring sight to a guy who had ridden but twice.
I remember being instantly drawn to a gray horse with a sway back and hoof too large to lift. She seemed older than the rest. Content, perhaps, just to saunter around the race course at her own leisurely pace.
My kind of gal.
I never got her name. She only gave me that "you are such a fool" stare. The one animals like to share with humans on such occasions.
I willingly signed a waiver that said if I was killed, crippled, or crashed, it was my fault. I couldn't sue for damages. And then I was handed one of those head-huggy helmets favored by jockeys. I put it on, snapping the strap under my chin.
As my friends line the rail, waving and laughing as friends do when they know someone's about to make a fool of himself, I slowly rode onto the deep dirt of the track, my knees tucked tight to my chin.
Winner.
It's a position I could not get into today.
Winner.
I barely got into it then.
I'm very sorry, but...
Winner! 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 Winner!
I'm very...
Winner! 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 You want to repeat that last line?
It's a position I could not get into today. And I barely got into it then.
My horse entered the starting gate without protest. Unlike some of her.
Oops. Cue it, please.
You have to start again, and I'd like to take this opportunity to remind each and every one of you that you are listening to The Final Word by Mr. Craig Walton.
Well, you got the winner there.
My horse entered the starting gate without protest. Unlike some of her feistier competitors who balked and backed away, I sat smug and silent, happy with my choice.
And then, without notice, a bell rang. The gate flew open, and my old gray mare suddenly morphed into what she used to be. I don't know if it was the bell, the gate snapping open, or if someone had blown a dart into her rump. But she took off down the track, lickety-split, a bullet.
That's almost another winner right there. There wasn't enough time for me to see my life pass before me, let alone scream. I clung to her mane. As the further we flew down the track, the more I could feel my body leading to the right. One more furlong, and I'd be hugging her belly. My only consolation was I'd be rounding the first bend by then, riding away from the 20,000 people who had come to witness this media massacre.
Just about the time I was sure I was going down.
Wow.
The old gray mare pulled up short, veered off to the rail, and abruptly came to a halt. She was done. Finished. That was my racing career.
I didn't win that August afternoon 20 years ago, but I had no regrets.
Instead, as my friend Nancy likes to say, I had a moment. And feelings
like a moment. Even better.
Gregory. Yes, sirree.
You're the winner today.
Oh, man, if someone had blown a dart into her rump.
My knees tucked tight to my chin. It's a position I could not get into today. I barely got into it then.
Really? One more furlong and I'd be hugging her belly. Yes, sirree. Not enough time to scream. Super.
Someone had blown a dart into her rump.
I was handed one of those lovely head-hugging helmets. Favored by jockey. Snapping the strap under my chin.
It's good.
Thank you, Craig.
It's good.
Craig rides the horsey. Ah, he's still there.
Okay, he's still there.
We're owning a radio.
Was
was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
This guy now.
Yeah, this guy.
I got a thing on the phone. 2 hours and 19 minutes.
Way to go.
He said he'd go all day.
The guy has been sitting, just pressing the button, for 2 hours and 19 minutes.
Say something to us.
Hello?
Say something to us.
Speak.
He won't.
He's just got it at this point, just maybe like...
He's out having lunch. He like taped it down.
Taped down? Change tone.
Change the tone if you're still there. We have to wait. If he's listening on the radio, he'll get the delay.
Right.
Change tone or I'm going to hang up.
Ah, because he's cheating.
Repeat. Change tone or I am hanging up.
Change the tone, mister.
Going to give him 10 seconds?
Starting now.
9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4.
Change it.
3, 2, 1. Oh, he was cheating.
Yeah.
He's gone. Your friend's gone. He cheated. He must be disappointed.
Damn. Really? Really? That's the one guy that I thought I could count on today.
Count on for the show.
Like so many relationships, just over.
I understand.
He could have charted it.
And I know I'm getting his message from Lisa. He can't hear you when he's doing that, but...
He heard us before.
He did earlier.
He would talk to us, and he certainly could listen to the radio.
He could listen to the radio. Yeah.
He's gone.
Mine's gone.
Like the wind.
703-44...
All right, it's calling back. Get his number right. Line 6.
See what's going on. Of course, he's probably busy.
Yeah, because he's put gum on the receiver and left.
Hey, I put some silly putty. Silly pooty.
Pooty.
Little pooty there.
You got it?
Waiting for the repeat. Coming.
I love you, Rob. You're the worst at this, though.
I know. I am. Waiting on the repeat. It usually comes right about now.
Should be along any moment now.
You're the worst henchman I've ever had.
Waiting for the repeat.
There you go.
Thank you, friend.
Can't hear it because... Walking over to pick the phone up.
Or so.
Or so.
Or so.
You need to wait for the repeat.
Or so. I'm Paul Miner from the T. Talbot Bond Company. Do you have chewing gum on your phone?
Ah.
Yeah.
He left.
See?
He's there. He's gone.
He left.
Thought he got one over on us. We won.
Yeah. Okay.
We won.
Thought we had a friend there.
We got it.
Did I play Buzz's intro?
Yes.
Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, the panic over the West Nile virus outbreak.
Oh, yeah, one of your stories.
Yeah, you're
trying to contain your enthusiasm.
I don't want to alarm anybody.
You're going to love this Skeletor.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
With news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. America's favorite helmet, Don and Mike.
Now here is Buzz Squirrely. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Illinois has its first case of West Nile virus this year, and officials in...
Oh, my God!
Officials in Florida and Washington State are reporting suspected cases.
No!
All that on top of 5 deaths in Louisiana from the mosquito-carrying virus.
They're everywhere.
Hold on, Buzz.
Yes?
Wait for Rob to find your music here. Music I know you love during these stories.
Well, I hope it's not the kind of music that will stir people up or cause any kind of panic.
I know you wouldn't want that to happen.
Find it, Rob.
What you're about.
I don't want to, you know, alarm anyone.
I don't know where it is.
Here we go, Buzz. Give me that headline again.
Illinois has... Oh, the original headline was... The panic over the West Nile virus.
Next one over, Rob. 3/4 of the way down.
That's what this story's about.
There you go.
The panic over the West Nile virus outbreak.
What did you say, Buzz?
I said the panic over the West Nile virus outbreak.
There it is.
Thank you.
What did you say?
I said the panic over the West Nile virus outbreak.
What did you say?
I like that. I'm talking about the panic over the West Nile virus outbreak.
You get that from mosquitoes?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, my God. They're everywhere.
In the Illinois case, a 22-year-old student from Maryland had only minor symptoms. She's since recovered. But five people have died in Louisiana from the virus.
There is one now.
Washington case.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh. Man, the mosquitoes are biting.
Buzz, I've been bitten.
The Washington, seek help. Get medical attention, Mike.
Two. I have two. Now one on my inner thigh. Oops. Jesus!
The Washington case is a man who apparently caught it in Louisiana.
Oh, man. Ooh, that ain't good crawfish. That might sure enough hurts.
I don't want to blow this up too much, but the Louisiana outbreak is the worst in U.S. history. 71 cases have now been confirmed. That's 71 cases.
Get it off my arm. Get it off my arm.
Jesus.
And not to cause panic, doctors are expecting hundreds more cases with at least two more months of warm weather remaining.
No. Oh, my God. There's another one on my ankle. Oh, S.
The restaurant chain known as the Cheesecake Factory is recalling some cheesecake.
He's in his element. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a Buzz newscast.
In fact, it's recalling all of the baked goods made between July 18th and July 21st.
Oh, no. Rob, we ate there in California.
Yeah, we did.
Somebody says no one.
Oh,
no.
Oh, there's a waiter. Waiter, there's a mosquito in my cheesecake.
The company says the white chocolate raspberry cheesecakes made specifically for
you
the...
had that.
I did.
You had that, I swear to God.
Not at the Olive Garden, I hope.
Oh, it's at the Olive Garden.
Well, these cakes were made specifically by the Cheesecake Factory for the Olive Garden.
Oh, man, when you die, you're like family.
And again, not to alarm anyone, but they may be contaminated with a potentially deadly bacteria known as Listeria.
Oh, my God.
There have been recalls of cars and hamburger and cheesecakes and baby strollers.
Oh,
there
we cheesecake. Go. This is not the best cheesecake I've ever had.
Now they're recalling body parts. A Texas medical center says it shipped to research facilities across America body parts that may carry infectious diseases, including HIV.
Looks like that body part had some cheesecake.
A spokesman says the parts may have been shipped accidentally because of poor record keeping. No word yet if any researchers have been exposed to dangerous viruses, but about five dozen facilities could be affected.
Waiter, may I have a slice of cheesecake, please?
Oh, my.
And more government computers are missing. The military's... Thank you. Just keep that handy. The military's looking for two laptops that vanished from the command center running the war on terrorism.
That's right.
They've been missing since last Thursday. The command center from which the computers were taken is also responsible for military operations against Iraq.
Oh, no. Well, they wouldn't have stolen those computers if they beat the mosquitoes out of my office when I'm eating my cheesecake. Ow! Damn it!
More and more women, meanwhile, are complaining about being frisked at airports.
Well, you got to keep the mosquitoes out of us.
It's not just the frisking, you see, it's the groping.
Oh, dear.
There have been nearly three dozen complaints at the airport in Phoenix, and now the airport at Raleigh-Durham is in the news. Women say they were fondled and groped during security screenings.
Hi, honey.
Their complaints get forwarded to the Transportation Safety Administration, which says it really hasn't had that many complaints.
I think you might just have a gun up there. Oh, spam.
Speaking of guns, a board member with the National Rifle Association accidentally fired a gun at a party.
Rob right now is dripping sweat. We're making him run around the studio so much. What was that story again, Buzz?
I said a board member with the National Rifle Association accidentally fired a gun at a party. No one at the political reception got hurt. Pro-gun Congressman Bob.
I get that little bastard. Come on now. You bite me again. Fly over here. I can't hit him. Ow! Oh, man.
You
landed right in my cheesecake.
Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia blew a hole through a glass door with a .38 caliber bullet.
Oh,
a witness says the lawmaker handled the gun.
What did he blow a hole through?
Through a plate glass window.
So you're saying that the congressman had it?
Had it in.
Mosquito
got in it.
And
yeah.
Then he blew a. Come on, Rob.
Through the window.
Then he blew a hole through a glass door.
Through a glass door with a .38 caliber bullet.
.38 caliber bullet.
All this work on the board is really.
Sure.
Yeah, that smells like cheesecake.
Yeah, it does.
Man. A witness says the lawmaker handled the gun safely, quote, except that it was loaded.
I know what happened again.
The congressman blew a hole through a plate glass window. .38 caliber bullet. Through a spokesman, Barr says the accident underscores the importance of proven gun safety measures.
Oh, thanks, Congressman. Now all the mosquitoes are getting in. God damn it.
Well, there won't be a snakehead problem in Pennsylvania. They've outlawed them.
I hear they make a good cheesecake.
The snakehead fish, a delicacy in Asia, somehow made its way into Maryland, where it is a problem. Snakeheads can grow to over 3 feet long. 3 feet long snakeheads.
The children snakehead. Get them up. Oh, excuse me. Get them up with the mosquito on. No, it's on my leg again.
They feed voraciously on other fish and can even crawl on land and attack humans.
Oh, God. Jesus, break the glass. Call the cops. My God. Man. Look at that fish. It's covered with mosquitoes.
In Maryland, they're following the advice of scientists. They're not shooting them. They're poisoning the ponds where the snakeheads are found. In Pennsylvania and 13 other states, the fish are simply outlawed. It is now illegal in those places to buy, sell, possess, or transport a live snakehead.
break glass. Oh, there's a skeeter on my snakehead.
You might do another sound effect here.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Everyone, I am here to take care of you. My name is Mike O'Mara.
What buzz?
Critics are calling the Anna Nicole Smith show a train wreck. But the E! Network is calling it a rating smash.
Here's the train wreck.
The train wreck from the critics.
Anna Nicole Smith.
But it's a rating smash.
The ratings what?
A smash. A rating smash.
There you go.
Well, there we have it. The first episode aired Sunday, averaged over 4 million viewers, making it the most watched program ever on E! It was also the highest rated premiere for a basic cable reality series. That means it even beat the first episodes of The Osbournes and The Real World.
That's a stone cold smash. I said a stone cold smash. Who let that in here?
That's a big mosquito.
Oh, that's a big mosquito. It's on my leg. Get off my leg. Ow. Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell's band leader has a stalker.
John McDee?
Yes, it's John McDaniel. John McDee of the McDee LTs has been called dozens of times by Susan Moore. Yes?
No.
Yes?
Guilty.
Guilty? That was you?
Guilty.
How long have you been fascinated with him?
Obsessed?
It'd be Rosie. Hold on.
This would be what those harassing phone calls would be like, I guess. He's gotten plenty of those.
No, no, really pick up the phone.
We're calling John McDaniel. Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Hello?
I hear John.
Hello? Rosie? This is Rosie?
I really, really... I'm going to tell you my name is Susan.
Yes?
But I'm really a man.
Wow, those calls are foul and had to be deleted.
That was pretty nasty.
The paper says the stalker even showed up at John McDee's apartment building with a pair of over-sharpened scissors.
I want your playbills.
You couldn't hear what the Starker was saying to John McGee.
I know.
But I'll tell you, it was foul. We had to hit the delay.
Yeah.
Everybody in the building, I'm surprised it wasn't a power surge. So many people hit the delay button at the same time.
It was a mass delay.
Buzz.
Yes. That was scary.
Buzz,
yes.
There you go again.
Yes.
Eating up all the time.
Wasting valuable air time.
With your silly news. We have to break.
I know.
And we'll be,
Look at that mosquito. Don't bite. Don't you go biting me.
Jesus.
They are fierce.
We'll be,
Shoot it.
Don't panic.
Hold I'm on. Sorry. Sorry.
Something's loaded in the machine.
Sorry.
I got it.
There you go.
Hey, it's still alive. It's still alive and it's bourbon. Oh, jeez. Oh. That's one ugly fish. Don't growl at me. Hey, that snakehead fish let the phone off the hook. That'll let the mosquito, man. Oh, and they're farting now.
Hope you're happy.
I'm sorry.
That's what happens when you give Buzz a full segment for news.
Air hog.
I get crazy.
Look at him.
I can't control myself.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
There he is again now, Buzz. Squirrely. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Some celebrity shorts. Sharon Osbourne's moved out of her house to avoid reporters and fans while she undergoes chemo. Pauline Phillips, creator of the Dear Abby column, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. President Bush has passed his annual physical with flying colors despite blacking out earlier this year after choking on a pretzel.
What?
Pauline Phillips, creator of Dear Abby, has Alzheimer's.
What? What did he say? I don't remember.
I don't know. Never mind.
I forgot already.
Never mind.
Regis Philbin started showing altered pictures of David Letterman on his morning show after Letterman started a feature called Unflattering Pictures of Regis.
I was watching Regis when he did that the first time, and, you know, it's Regis trying to be Letterman and missing miserably because the Letterman pictures of Regis are real pictures of Regis.
Yeah, and the Regis pictures of Letterman are like...
They'll have like a fake tongue.
Done with Photoshop.
It's just like, it's stupid.
In sports, rookie quarterback Patrick Ramsey is arriving at Redskins training camp today after signing a 5-year deal.
I'm looking forward to this.
Worth over $5.5 million.
What were you saying?
I said in sports, rookie.
No.
Before that?
Yeah.
That Pauline Phillips, creator of the Dear Abby column, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
You must have forgot. He said it just a minute ago.
Something about a mosquito.
No, that was the previous breakdown.
Oh.
Patrick Ramsey's finally signed. 5-year deal, $5.5 million. He's not expected to play this weekend at Carolina. Barry Bonds goes for number 600 tonight against the Cubs. Bonds is fourth on the homer list behind Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Willie Mays. And the players can set a strike date Monday. When union execs meet in Chicago, the big sticking points now are revenue sharing and a luxury tax.
What?
Pauline Phillips, creator of Dear Abby, Alzheimer's.
There you go.
Finally, in Mexico,
Barry Bonds,
they've arrested a doctor who tried to perform a circumcision on an adult male and accidentally amputated the man's penis.
Oh.
The manhood mutilating medic is now charged with medical malpractice.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
This is WLS. Music Radio.
No, Don.
He's finally lost it.
Take your vitamins. Sell your t-shirts.
No more. Not after today.
Free.
Really?
You forgot.
Yeah.
You lambasted me for selling them.
God.
Yeah, you forgot completely.
I get jokes. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, Santana.
Yeah, oh, my heel hurts.
Can you?
Oh, I am.
Okay.
Toodaloo.
Ask. Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind. Be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.